It's VidCon 2019, the mecca for YouTubers, influencers, and their many, many fans. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in from Hollywood. Masses have converged on Anaheim, California for the 10th annual VidCon, where industry execs and fans get to interact with their favorite influencers. And, of course, take selfies with a giant rainbow slide and Barbie's glittering dream house. People lined up early, like Valerie Ortega, at 7 a.m. She says her daughter, who's on YouTube as Galaxy Lunar, begged to come from El Paso.
My daughter, Dazzly Ortega, is a big fan of a lot of YouTubers, so she's hoping to meet some important people. Try to get her name out there too, huh? She's just shy.
Kevin Wagner live streamed from the line to gamer platform Twitch. He had thousands of dollars worth of gear strapped to his shoulder, his waist, his wrist.
My main goal of doing this is to share experiences with people that maybe can't financially afford to go, or if they have, you know, fears of planes or just have social anxiety altogether. So that's what I'm trying to do. Most of my community helped me fund this rig.
Covering all of this for The Atlantic is Taylor Lorenz. She says Instagram and TikTok are gaining ground on YouTube among creators.
At the same time, being a YouTuber is still sort of seen as a very higher status mark. If you're a successful YouTuber, you're making a lot of money because YouTube is still the only platform that offers creators direct monetization. So they can run pre-roll ads on their videos and get paid. You can't run pre-roll ads on your Instagram account or your 15-second TikTok. So it's harder to get money more directly. Those people have to rely on brand deals, which are a little bit more volatile.
So what are the kinds of announcements or big things that you're going to be looking for this year?
I think another interesting thing that's happening this year at VidCon is the influence of China and Chinese companies. You have executives from Baidu, Tencent. There was a big East-West forum actually held at the Marriott where a bunch of Tencent executives and other Chinese executives met to kind of figure out how they can stake claim to some of the American market.
And why is that such a big deal for them?
It's interesting. They have this whole myriad of apps and platforms that have reached scale in China and have hundreds of millions of users, but they haven't really been able to penetrate the Western market. So I think we're seeing more Chinese companies see if there are big, you know, American creators that they should be working with, and also what can they learn from what we have going on over here.
A lot of controversies these days surrounding YouTube. How are those things showing up here?
It's funny because they're completely not. You know, most stories about YouTube this year have been defined as like extremism, problems with the algorithm, you know, leading to the proliferation of all these alt-right white supremacist videos getting shown in teens' feeds. And it's funny because here there's just none of that. VidCon is very entertainment focused. It's very focused for industry professionals and brands. So you have brands like Chipotle, you know, Walmart coming to VidCon to scout new talent, and they aren't interested in the kind of neo-Nazis that are actually, you know, trending on the platform pretty frequently.
Taylor Lorenz reports for The Atlantic. She says YouTube uses VidCon as a space to keep pace with competitors, like announcing new ways for creators to make money. And now for some related links. The VidCon experience has already gone overseas with VidCon's London and Australia. Next year, it'll expand to Mexico City. The Hollywood Reporter quotes a VidCon exec who says some of the top global creators have emerged from Mexico in recent years. Content creators will have a new way to make money. Announced at VidCon, the SEC has qualified a new cryptocurrency called props. It'll allow content creators to earn crypto for the work they do. And props will be usable across several apps. You can read more about it at TechCrunch and Yahoo. And finally, YouTuber Tana Mojo had a rather infamous row last year with VidCon over its denying her a featured creator status. That led to her skipping VidCon and announcing her own concurrent convention. TanaCon was not a success. Some have made comparisons to the disastrous Firefest. Well, the hatchet has been buried. Tana is back at VidCon this year, and happily, she's got that featured creator badge. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. We had production help from Matt Purdy. Sarah Brigere is our engineer. From VidCon, I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
There's a guy in weird pants with spikes on it walking around with a tray of pastries? Like piled high with pancakes or something. I don't know what's going on. But that's kind of true for my entire experience here. Oh, he's running now.
Oscar Gomez was a Chicano student activist in the 90s, a radio DJ and a rising star.
He was fire. He was charisma incarnate. Everyone had a crush on him.
He was a voice of people who didn't have a voice.
Until his sudden and mysterious death. What happened to Oscar? Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.